see what's in the press locally, but I've not seen anything officially come out from the council minister's minutes or any official explanation. So we're all dealing really in street talk, and that's not very reliable in Port Vila.
Before we come to discuss the details, why do you think it might be? This has been quite controversial. A lot of public outrage at the thought or suggestion that people might have to start paying income tax. Do you read this as possibly the government trying to hide the fact that this is going to be happening and that it has adopted these measures?
I have no explanation. Most of the people are being told they will not pay. They're indicating it's only about 9% of the workforce will be paying like 97% of the tax under income tax. And they're saying, most people, don't worry about it. It won't affect you. And when we look at what the bill actually is supposed to say, that's not so. We're going to see most of the people, for example, parliamentarians and other management people, will definitely be caught under the new act. But it's the exact explanation we don't have, and so it's a bit premature to criticize or to congratulate without knowing what the true facts are.
What is the official stance then, and I guess it's difficult to have an official stance, but of the Vanuatu Chamber of Commerce and Industry in terms of your projections of what impact particularly an income tax would have for businesses and what kind of flow-on effects might that have for the everyday people living in Port Vila? As you say, not actually that many people will be themselves having to pay the income tax, but I assume there will be flow-on effects to them.
Absolutely. The truth is, at the end of the day, regardless of the tax system, the population, the people on the street, end up paying. If it's VAT, it's built into the price of the goods which they purchase. If it's income tax, that amount of tax will be estimated by business people and increase their prices to cover that increased cost they're going to incur. And so there'll be a cost of living increase no matter what system is adopted.
Obviously, the government does need to raise its revenues, and I'm sure the chamber there would support that. So what actually is the alternative? I understand the chamber actually commissioned an external independent report to look at what alternatives there might be. What would a solution be that you think is more appropriate?
The chamber did retain an independent economic consulting firm in Europe to do a study on Vanuatu's revenue alternatives. They did a preliminary study last June. They did a subsequent report about a year later, updating it. They concluded that the adoption of income tax would be very expensive to administer and would not produce the levels of income that the government says it needs. They actually recommended increasing the VAT to 17% and concluding it would raise more revenue that way than income tax. And everyone who buys goods or services would contribute to the revenue base.
Even doing that, of course, though, that would obviously impact the everyday person in Vanuatu and see the cost of living go up that way as well.
No matter what tax you bring in, it's going to be passed on to whoever can't pass it on. So if it's a business person and he can pass it on to a consumer, he's going to do that. The only possible way to stop passing it on would be to bring in a regime of price control. Bringing in a regime of price control would simply mean many products would never come here because nobody would import them because there's not enough return.
So what will the chamber be doing from here? Will you be seeking an audience with the government, the finance minister, to find out what is happening? Because obviously at some point, sometime soon, you're going to want answers in terms of how to be moving forward and what is going the implications of this will be.
We have been trying to get meetings with the finance minister, prime minister, minister of trade. We have, the Prime Minister recently came out and said in headlines, work with me. And we said, we are trying to work with you. We'd love to work with you, but you don't respond. And we have proposed a memorandum of understanding to be entered into between the Vanuatu government and the Chamber of Commerce to set up a joint organization that we'd be able to pass on the government policies or what they want to say. But we have no response from the government about the MOU.